Basketball, my first love. I've been playing basketball for a long time. I think it was my freshman year of high school is when I really started to play, but I've been playing since I was 4 or 5. I'll never forget, growing up, I used to play basketball, just shooting hoops and playing horse with my dad, and used to play it every single night until it was so dark that my mom would say, "Hey, you got to come in now. It's time to come in." And just love basketball, and basketball became, it has become such a huge part of my life. It's more than just a game. It's more than just a ball. It's, you know, for me, it's a way to get rid of stress. For me, it's a way to clear my mind. For me, it's happiness and fun. I love basketball. And with that, I would encourage us to start today with a question of, with confirmation and basketball, we kind of think about how they're connected. Whatever your basketball is, whether that's a different sport, maybe it's theater, dance, maybe it's band, maybe it's writing or journaling, maybe it's academics. Whatever your basketball is, I would encourage you to think about how that has influenced you. And I would encourage you to think about how this day, as you're still trying to understand what confirmation means to you, trying to understand how will this experience influence you 10 years from now. You know, I think about my basketball and, you know, I look at it now, and 10 years ago I was about 16 and I didn't quite understand what basketball meant to me then. And I realize now how much it influenced my life, because basketball was one of the few things in my life other than my faith that helped me get through some of the hardest times in my life. And, you know, some of those times being dealing with, you know, a lot of struggle with my mom and my dad and her health and my dad's health and our financial struggles, dealing with my mom who, you know, she was in pain for a long time and going homeless and just dealing with some really huge stuff in my life. Basketball got me through everything. And so in this moment right now in confirmation, you know, I think about my confirmation and it influenced me in my whole life, because I wouldn't be where I am today without my confirmation and without my faith, because a lot of things have come up along the road that have definitely made me have to make those tough decisions and understand and listen to God in my life. So, you know, the next question I would have us think about is, how is this experience helping you clarify your values? When we think about values, you know, we're thinking about, you know, what's really important to our and really important to us. You know, when we think about how will this experience influence us in the next 10 years, I think those values are the things that are going to carry us along the way. So I'd encourage you to think about those as we progress throughout the day. And, you know, the last thing I'd say is, just like basketball, there's fundamentals. And I think the fundamentals are the values. And the values are what's going to help you along the way to, you know, develop and build through that confirmation. So next, there's a quote that I wanted to say, and I heard this, saw this in a book once, and it said, it's by Anne Frank. And it goes, "How true Daddy's words when he said, all children must look after their own upbringing. Parents can only give good advice or put them on the right paths. But the final forming of a person's character lies in their own hands." Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl. Anne Frank, she was a little girl, about a teenager. And during World War II, she was a Jewish girl that was in the Holocaust and had some really eye-opening remarks there about character. And, you know, I think if we put all these pieces together, you know, how will you experience, how will this experience influence you in the next 10 years? How will this experience help you clarify your values? You know, I think character is the basically the bottom line. It's the thing that brings us all together. And, you know, I would just encourage us to think about that. So what does this quote mean? Well, this quote, it pretty much embodies confirmation. It embodies you being sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, just like in basketball, we have practice. We have practice. Yeah, everybody takes a lot of practice in order to get better. And so you have this choice now, this choice of how you're going to show up to practice. Or another way to look at it is this choice of how you're going to look and show up to being a practicing Catholic. And, you know, this quote, it's all about choice, because it's about the character that you're going to have as you move forward. It's about the values that you'll have, and it's about how this experience is going to make a huge impact on your life. And so, you know, we'll have different choices that'll come down the road in life. You know, one choice I had one time was I made a choice to drive 7 hours south from Sacramento down past Los Angeles to tell a girl that I really liked her. Her answer to me was, "That's great. Hit the road, Jack." It was a long 7 hours back. It was a 14-hour trip to tell somebody I really liked her. You know, other choices that'll come down the road, whether that's telling a girl you like her or not, is maybe you tell your parents you'll be home by 10 o'clock, but maybe you don't get home until midnight. You know, I've done that before in my past, and, you know, it's a choice we make, and it's part of that fourth commandment about honoring your father and your mother. And, you know, I know that my mom and dad were really worried about me, and, you know, I'll never forget when my mom was calling me, you know, she said, "Where are you?" And I said, "I'm on my way." And I was just leaving my girlfriend's house, and I told her, "I've been on my way." And so, you know, choices are going to happen, but even more importantly, there's going to be a lot bigger choices that'll come your way. And that's going to be choices against and for and with sex, drugs, and alcohol. And we're all faced with them. Your counselors, your coaches, your parents, everybody's been faced with these type of things, sex, drugs, and alcohol. And then the last choice that you might be faced with is, you know, I got a basketball tournament this weekend, and I'm just not going to be able to make it to Mass this weekend. I can't do it. I got all these sports. I got a bunch of homework. You know, I'll try to go next weekend or maybe the weekend after. It'll be all right. God will still be there. And those are all choices that we make. And so, you know, when we think about choices, I guess the next thing to think about is, why do we have choice? And there's really a simple answer. The simple answer is free will, but that's kind of hard for us to understand. You know, you can say free will, but what does that really mean? What that means is that God gave us choice, and he gave us free will, and he gave us a mind, and he gave us the ability to be able to think for whatever we wanted, because he loved us so much. He loved us so much that he didn't want to just tell us. He wanted us to make a decision of, do you love me or not? Do you want to be with me or not? And that's pretty powerful, that somebody loves us that much to give us the free will to be able to make a decision for ourselves. So that's why we have the choice. So as we think about, you know, what's really going to influence us over, you know, the next 10 years, I think the greatest thing that's going to really influence you is the people you surround yourself with. And that's what I talk about next, is the people that you surround yourself with are the most important, one of the most important things and habits that you can do in your life. You know, earlier we talked about habits. And one of the best habits you can do is to surround yourself around really good people. And you think about basketball again, you think about it's a team. It's a team of good people surrounded around each other that are helping each other out. You know, I think of some of the great basketball teams. You got the Warriors, the Spurs, maybe the Kings. But, you know, when you think about, you know, the really good teams, whether it's basketball or sports or whatever, they all surround themselves around good people. And that's another choice that you have. You know, you have the choice between the friends that you hang out with, the coaches and sponsors that you choose, and the mentors that you choose in your life. You know, I've been very, very blessed to have some really good friends, and I've surrounded myself around really, really good friends, because the friends that you surround yourself with are going to be the ones that are going to help you with your faith. You know, there's going to be times when your parents aren't going to be there, and it's going to be you with your friends, and your friends are going to be the ones that are going to help you decide, you know, should I do this? Should I not do this? Or let's go to that party, or let's skip class today. You know, those are the kind of things is you want to think about, you know, who are the people you're surrounding yourself with, because you want to make sure you have those right influences in your life. And, you know, I can just think, you know, I've got some of my best guy friends that I've put around me in terms of surrounding myself around some of the best people. That's Cody, Nick, Brian, and William. And, you know, true testament to how much I love them and how much they love me is now I'm age 27 and my mom just passed away. And not a single one of them said no when I asked them to walk my mom down the aisle in the casket. And, you know, it's so important who you surround yourself around. And I'm so grateful for the friends that I have in my life. So grateful. You know, the next thing that I'd share with you in terms of who you surround yourself around is coaches. And coaches, you know, I really try to think of that as your sponsors that you've had here. I've heard that you all chose your sponsors. And a sponsor is huge because a sponsor has one of the biggest roles in your entire life. And that's somebody that's going to help shape and guide and lead you along your way in your faith and religious journey. And, you know, there's also spiritual coaches, and I would encourage you to seek out, you know, maybe a priest or a deacon to be a spiritual coach, because just like any good athlete or person in the world, we all need coaches. And, you know, a lot of times we need to go to reconciliation like we did today and get good coaching. You know, a good coach recognizes your weaknesses and recognizes where you can be better, and they help guide you to be better. And, you know, I've got some great coaches in my life, Father Sal and Monica Hart and Don and Mark Youngblood. You know, when you think about March Madness and basketball, you think about some of the great teams. They all have really good coaches. North Carolina, Roy Williams, Duke, Mike Kukeski, Kentucky, John Calipari, you know, some really, oh, St. Mary's, Randy Bennett. You love St. Mary's, go Gales. You know, and the last piece about surrounding yourself around really good people is the mentors. You know, mentors is one of the most important things in our lives, because as opposed to coaches, coaches are there to help us along the way, but mentors are people that we want to emulate or somebody that we want to be like in our lives, whether that's in our health, in our wealth, in our relationships, or in our faith. And, you know, it's really important to have really good mentors that you want to be like, but it's also really important to have really good coaches to be able to help you get there. Coaches are the ones that do the legwork. Mentors are ones that maybe you aspire to be like. And so, you know, so important in terms of who you surround yourself around, one of the most important things you can do. And with that, you know, I have a call to action for you. And for the students, it's pretty simple. You know, listen to God through prayer and love with your whole heart. Listen and love, the two L's. Listen and love, confirmation. You know, for the coaches, I have a huge call for you, because today's about understanding the role that you play as well. Because as important as it is for the students being confirmed today, this is a huge moment of influence in their lives, and you are the guiding light for them. And so thank you already for what you've done, because you've laid the roots and now it's a matter of watering the soil. You've done everything so far to this point to give these students, these boys and girls, everything they can to have and live the best life that they possibly can with God. I have to say, there's a huge challenge ahead of you, coaches, and that's the next 4 years. The next 4 years are going to be the toughest years and the hardest years and the most challenging years for you and your sponsored confirmation student. You know, high school is going to be crazy. It's going to be so much new experiences and going to be busy with so many things. And you're going to have sports and FFA and theater and band and leadership stuff. And GPAs and applications for college and proms and dances, so many things. And it's going to be so important for the role that you play in the next 4 years, let alone the whole life. But, you know, I would encourage us just to start with the next 4 years, because I sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I mean, you play the hugest role in this child's life. And it's so important in the next 4 years. You've already done great, but now I'm really asking you to be even greater. And, you know, for some of you, maybe this is difficult. You know, maybe some of you as adults and sponsors, maybe you're struggling in your own faith, in your own faith journey. And I would encourage you to do the best you can to see faith and see God in your life. And even if you are struggling and having a hard time, this child has put so much love and care and concern into you that they really care about you being their sponsor. And I would encourage you to, if you're struggling, I would encourage you to serve God through them. So yeah, you may struggle and maybe you can grow in your faith along the way with the students, but by serving God is by serving them. And, you know, by helping these children grow in their faith, you can help yourself grow as well. So it's a huge, huge challenge that I have for you as coaches and sponsors. And, you know, how do you do this? Well, I think it's pretty simple. There's a lot of things for you as coaches to be able to do. But I think the simplest thing is, for one, to love. And more importantly, they're both very important, but is going to church. And, you know, the next couple of years, you know, students won't have a license and the confirmation students can't necessarily get there sometimes without you. And it's a huge role on you to be able to take, you know, your kids, your sponsored kids, or guiding them and whatever they need in order to be able to get to church. You know, church is so important. And we talked about, you know, the importance of prayer earlier with the students. Prayer is so, so important. And part of prayer is Mass. And, you know, the one thing that's been congruent in my whole life has been, you know, weekly Mass. And it's the one thing that, you know, sometimes I haven't prayed as much as I'd wanted to. Sometimes I've struggled in making decisions. And there's been plenty of times where I've made the wrong decisions and made a lot of mistakes. But going to weekly Mass has been the one thing in my whole life that's been congruent, and it's one of the key reasons why I'm here today. You know, the parts of the Mass that it's so important for us to understand is, it's Mass is pretty simple. There's really two parts when you think about it in terms of a figurative sense. Two parts is that there's the readings, and then there's the celebration of the Eucharist. You know, basically, it's as simple as that. And, you know, when you think about the readings, that's the Word of God. And the Word of God helps us focus. It helps us, you know, really kind of think, you know, how should I live? What principle should I live by? And, you know, by listening to the gospel and listening to the readings and Mass, we can really understand and help focus our lives. And the most important piece about Mass, and one of the most important things that makes us Catholic, is the Eucharist. The Eucharist is, I mean, it's the meaning of life. So important, the Eucharist. I've started to understand this even more as my mom was getting sick and she couldn't go to Mass. You know, people would bring her the Eucharist, and I saw how important that was because, you know, when you're sick and you're laying in bed all day long, and somebody brings you the Eucharist, when somebody brings you the Eucharist and they, you know, are helping and giving communion to the sick, what that looks like is, you know, you'll say an Our Father, maybe a couple Hail Marys, there'll be a prayer, and the Eucharist. And it's really only 5-10 minutes max, but so much of that time is focused around the Eucharist, especially when you're giving it to the sick. And that made me realize, you know, in Mass, the importance of the Eucharist, because it's God entering into our bodies. It's the physical presence of God entering into our bodies. So many times people say, you know, I don't get anything out of church, or, you know, the church doesn't give me anything. And, you know, it's really not the best way to look at things. Really supposed to look at, you know, what can I give to the church? But if you want to look at a sense of what can I get from the church, what you're getting is one of the most powerful things you could possibly get. And that's, you know, the body, the bread, the blood of Christ. And it's a constant reminder of God entering into our bodies. And I would really encourage you, when you take your next communion, you know, take the bread of life on your tongue, let it sit there for a second, let it just kind of pray and think, and then take a bite and swallow and just let the Eucharist and the bread, you know, slowly go down your throat and into your body and enter your heart and enter your soul. And just, you know, focus on that moment as much as you can and how important that moment really truly is. You know, when you think about the Eucharist and the Word and Mass, you know, coaches, that's one of the biggest things I have for you is to take your students to Mass. I mean, it's the greatest thing you could possibly do. And, you know, I would add to that that, you know, I heard a speaker, Matthew Kelly, one time, and this is how I'm growing in my own, you know, practice with my faith at church. He told me a couple weeks ago that, you know, you should journal in church. And that's something I'd never done before. I've been going to church since I was born for 27 years, and I've never really journaled in church before. And I would encourage you to take a journal, take a pen, and just write one word or one sentence that really speaks to you from that Mass that day. You know, another thing that I'm starting to work on now is to read the gospel, you know, maybe just 10 minutes a day or a chapter a day, but just read the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and see how that can help you in your faith. You know, I know things are going to get really busy. You're going to be busy with girls and sports and all kinds of stuff, academics, but I would really encourage you to find 10 minutes before bed or in the morning or at lunch and just read the gospel. It's something that I'm starting to work on myself. And, you know, I think we always continue to grow. And, you know, when we understand the Mass, we understand, you know, how truly important it is. And I guess I would kind of bring us to a close with, you know, my coach and Mass. And my coach, my sponsor, has been my dad. And, you know, my dad has meant everything to me in my whole life. He's played basketball with me when I was a little kid, and we used to shoot hoops in the back pool. We'd shoot hoops and play horse, and I don't know how, but he used to beat me at horse all the time. And the one thing about my dad is he's always been my spiritual coach. He's been one of my best friends, my best friend. But he's always been there through everything for me. He's the one person that knows me better than anybody else in the world, and I love him so much. But he's been my coach, and I've been grateful for that. You know, he's been my sponsor, my coach. And I'll never forget, you know, the day after my mom passed away a month ago today, we were sitting in church. And after church, we sat down and, you know, we had been crying and it was an emotional time for us to get through that Mass. And the first thing he said, he didn't say anything. It was just this long pause and didn't talk and didn't share a whole lot. And he said, "This is what all that Catholic education was for." He said, "This is what all that Catholic education was for." And that was coming from my coach. You know, I think a great coach shares just enough so that you can then realize and understand the meaning. They don't give you the meaning. They ask you the questions or share just a little bit and help you understand it on your own. And, you know, to this day, I'm still trying to understand what he meant by that. And, you know, as a month has gone by, I'm still learning and growing. You know, I'll say it one more time. This is what all that Catholic education was for. And, you know, I think what that means to me is really understanding truly what confirmation is about. You know, confirmation is about truth, and it's about helping us understand what's truly important in life. It's about giving us the courage to be able to make those tough decisions, you know, between right, between left, between right, between yes, between no. And, you know, in this moment, you know, the Catholic education, it brought so many good people around me. So I think one of the biggest things is helping me make decisions surrounding good people around me. And, you know, I think it's open because I'm still learning. And I think that's the other piece is, you know, we're always finding God in our lives. You know, I'm learning through prayer and through reading. And, you know, he's been a huge role model, a mentor, a coach, a friend, a dad. He's everything to my life. And, I asked him, well, maybe what do you think? What should I share, with these students and the sponsors and hopefully just drive home how important this day is for them, for both, the students and their sponsors. And he said this phrase, the soldier of Christ, and understanding what that is and understanding that, you are a soldier for Christ, and that what that looks like is not necessarily army or fighting. That's not what that means. It means, God was more of a lover than a fighter, both in different senses, but he truly loved us. And it's being a lover of mankind, of everybody else. And that leaves us with, the greatest commandment that God gives us. And I would encourage you to think about the greatest commandment. And the greatest commandment is essentially to love God, to love self, and to love neighbor. And how do we do that? Well, random acts of kindness. It's as simple as a smile, a hello, a door, opening a door for somebody, giving a head nod, a fist pump, a hug, or just listening to somebody, or talking to somebody, or being there for somebody. One of the greatest things about love is, so many times love is more than words. And I think that's one of the greatest things in communication. 93% of communication is not what you say, but it's how you say it, the nonverbals, the tone. It's so important in terms of the love that you show. And when we think about all of this, we think about, we've got the habits that we've created, habits of prayer, habits of mass. We think about the people that we've surrounded ourselves with, really good coaches and friends and mentors. And when we put it all together, we think about what truly is the Catholic faith, and what does Catholicism, what does confirmation, what does that all mean? And I think there's one word that describes what it's all about, and that's generosity. What does it mean to be Catholic? It means to be generous. It means to be giving. And that's not financially, that's all kinds of components. That's your time, your talent, your treasure. Generosity of your time, giving of your time to the sick, caring for those that need help, caring for those that are lonely or by themselves. Maybe you've got treasure. Maybe you have hidden talents. Maybe you've got some really cool talents in terms of whether that's singing or dancing, or maybe it's just listening or praying, or maybe it's being an altar boy or altar girl. When I think about generosity in my life, I've had some great, great models of that. My grandma, my mom, and my dad. My grandma was that first sense that just loved and gave so much. She gave so much time. I'll never forget when my grandma used to live down here in the Tracy area, and she used to drive all the way up to Auburn, which could have been about a 2-hour drive, to pick me up from school, take me to theater practice, take me home, and then she'd drive back to Tracy. She's like 80 years old, and she would drive 4 to 5 hours in one day there and back, just because she wanted to make sure I had a ride to get to practice and back. So generous. And I think about my mom. I mean, she embodies generosity. She was in pain for 18 years, for over half of my life. And she was so generous in the sense that she gave and gave and gave, because, the last 10 years she would tell me all the time that the only reason I'm living is for you. And she was in so much pain. I mean, she had 3 different types of cancer. She had pulmonary embolisms. She had colon cancer and pseudoxanthoma peritonea, and so many different health complications with eight herniated discs in her back, and so much pain. And she loved me so much that, she wanted to live as long as she could to be there for me and to love me and to really just give me everything that I could ever want in a mom. And I'm so grateful for her. And the last person that's been so generous in my life has been my dad. because he's always been there for me. He's there for me now. He's been there for me since I was born. And I'm so grateful for my dad. And it's so important that we have really good people around us. And so I'd encourage you to be generous. You know, I understand it can be hard at 13. I grew up an only child, and so, you know, sharing was caring, I guess, but there wasn't a whole lot of sharing, so, you know, it was a lot of just me. And, you know, now that I think about it, you know, I think about how my Catholic faith and my confirmation have helped me to be more generous in my life. And, you know, we think about basketball as a great reminder, because basketball is, you know, you have to pass the ball. You have to continuously pass the ball to get open, to get that open shot or get that layup. And basketball has taught me so much in my life. It's taught me about practice. It's taught me about follow through. It's taught me about fundamentals. You know, all things that correlate with our confirmation and our Catholic faith. The fundamentals being the values that we hold. The practice being, you know, continuously going to church and staying focused in prayer with God. And, you know, bringing it all together with good coaches is simply just, you know, playing the game and having people there playing it with you to help you in life. And so I'd leave you with this. I'd ask you a question. You know, is there anybody in here right now that, not you, but somebody you know that would maybe really need this basketball? Maybe they couldn't afford a really nice basketball, or somebody that you know that if you gave this basketball to them, it would really sincerely, genuinely make a huge difference in their lives. So I'd really encourage you to think about that. And, you know, if there's a show of hands, if somebody's great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the courage and have you take the steps of moving forward and being a model for us all, that with the Catholic faith, with your confirmation, one of the biggest things that you can do is to give. Whether you're a sponsor or a student, it's to give of your love, to give of your ears to listen to God, and just to give of your heart and soul, you know, to everybody around you, to make the world a better place. So let this basketball be a reminder of giving and generosity in your confirmation as you move in your life. And remember to continuously give. And so I'm going to give you this basketball now to give to that person that you know in your life that's going to really need this basketball. And as we leave, let us remember that we are in the holy presence of God, and that this basketball is a symbol of what it means for us to be Catholic, and that's to give of our heart and of our love and of our hands.